Our mission here on the Sports Free Agent Podcast is to connect people with their first or next opportunity within the sports industry. We challenge the normal. Think of this as the new resume, a podcast episode which provides insight into individuals on their values, their experiences, and insight into who they really are. We challenge the normal way of doing a job search and hiring process. We're building a database to showcase your next future star employee on our website at www.sportsasajob.com. We flip the roles, so no longer do people get lost in the search, but they get found. Welcome to the Sports Free Agent Podcast.
Welcome to Sports Free Agent Podcast. I have Taylor Peterson on. Taylor, I'm so happy to have you on. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Perfect. So yeah, my name's Taylor Peterson. I'm 24. I'm originally from Iowa. I've lived in Iowa pretty much my whole entire life. I graduated from the University of Northern Iowa, which is in Cedar Falls, Iowa, 2018. Majored in production. Wow, my brain. video production. And I spent my junior and senior year at the University of Northern Iowa as a video camera woman for ESPN3, and I also did some replay. I did some timeout coordinating, and honestly, that's kind of like where this all started. That was where I got my first taste of this. I really never thought I was going to do sports. Actually, growing up, my aunt worked for the NewsHour, PBS NewsHour. She was like an executive producer. I saw her Emmy one day and was like, that's really cool. And I asked her what she got to do for a job. And she said, oh, I work for the news. I get to travel over the country and all over the world. And I was like, oh, that sounds great. So I thought maybe I would do the news. So after post-graduation, I went to Quincy, Illinois. I worked at WGM for a year. One thing led to another, and I just kind of realized this was not for me. Breaking news, late hours. I just did not want to do this. So I told my parents, I was like, look, I can finish this out in a year, and then I need to reevaluate, and we need to figure something else out because this is not going to be it for me. So funny enough, I was sitting with my dad at a McDonald's, and he was lecturing me about how I wasn't going to just move home and do nothing. So I was like, yeah, no doubt, I'm looking at jobs. My job field isn't really like something where you just pull up, you know, anything and just find it. You have to, they're more particular. Pulled up LinkedIn, and all of a sudden there was a opening for Upper Iowa University, working as a videographer. I said, Dad, there's an opening at the university that's only like an hour and a half away from here. I'll send an application. We'll see what happens. So I then emailed the number, or I emailed them, and then HR got in contact with me, and then anyways, basically, they were like, yeah, we'll take you. Like, they didn't even really interview me. They were like, we need someone. Still, though, they took, yeah. Anyways, so I got up to Upper Iowa. I did that for a year. Really grateful for it. Like I said, when I was in college, I got a taste of this. I really liked doing it in college, but I knew post-graduation, I really hadn't gotten into the field enough that I could get a job doing it. As a video production coordinator, whatever you want to call it, content creator. That's kind of why I went into the news. The other reason, because I actually had applied for sports positions as well. But yeah, so when I saw the opening and they took me on for a year, I honestly fell in love with it. I love working with the kids. The coaches were amazing, and I'm really grateful that they took this opportunity on me because I had 2 years of experience. Kind of at a college, I have that, like, at least the knowledge of sports, and I had a year working in the news department, so I knew how to shoot a story. I was pretty solid in that range, but I mean, I honestly, yeah, I when they laid me off, I was just sad because I'd grown so close to these kids and these coaches, and yeah, it's a bummer, but I mean, this is what happens in life, and so as my friends keep telling me, you know, one door closes and another door will hopefully open. So.
Exactly. What sports were you creating content for specifically?
They had me over every sport. So they covered a wide range of two basketball teams. I had a volleyball team. I had a football team. I had two soccer teams. I had a cross country team. There were supposed to be lacrosse, softball, and baseball, but those got canceled because they were in the spring. So yeah, I have covered a wide variety. Lacrosse is the only thing that where they're like, here to cover lacrosse. I was like, I don't know a single thing about lacrosse. I got to watch a game. They had one away game. I watched it. I didn't get to film anything for lacrosse because by that point they had canceled the season. So, but yeah, I've got experience in recording almost every sport. We didn't get softball or baseball, but I have, when I worked at the news, they had very limited resources when it came to sports. So they actually would send me to local baseball games, softball games to get highlights for the sports broadcast with the news. So I do have experience recording highlights for baseball and softball. But yeah.
That's great. I think what stood out to me most in your story was that when you were having that conversation with your dad at that McDonald's, and then I think that every college graduate at one point has that real critical conversation with like either a parent or someone they look up to where they're just like, I'm at the crossroads, I don't know what to do. Like, it's relatable. Like everyone has like that one piece of moment. And that's really great that you brought that up to us, because that helps you transition from, you know, the news agency up to the school you're working at. So what sports stood out to you the most? I mean, which one did you enjoy the most? Which one did you see yourself like, hey, I could go all the way in, or was it just all cumulative, like I enjoyed them all?
So I enjoyed all of them, but I will say the sports that I got the closest to were the basketball teams. They had the most home games. I was at their practices the most, especially the women's team. The GA came up to me within like the first couple of weeks of them starting their season, was like, hey, I have this idea, will you do it for me? And I was like, sure. And so we did these like freshman intro videos, and so I kind of got to know their team a lot more, and so much so that the girls, when they saw me in the hallway, were always like, hey Taylor, and hi, and how are you? And yeah, I loved all the teams and they were all great, but I will say I definitely got very close with both of the basketball teams. But yeah, and I definitely, the other thing with is basketball has been something that has been very prominent in my life. I played up until freshman year of high school. My little brother played up until freshman year of high school, but he played before. He started like in elementary school. I started in middle school. So I've watched basketball my whole life. If you had to put me in front of something and tell me to watch it and explain it, basketball, it would be the game I understand the best. But again, I honestly love all the sports, and it's just the connection and making these stories for these kids that really is what I'm passionate about. So
that's great. And then a great part of like what you do as a content creator, you tell stories. So you tell stories of every student coming in, because each one has a unique thing, a unique background. Was there like a particular student that you had like an enjoyable time like creating their story for, like anyone that stood out to you that you kind of like have pride and like, you know, enjoy talking about?
So actually, basically we didn't get around to doing story. Good old COVID. Most of what I got to do was requested by my boss, and we did an interview a week, and we got up to doing all the coaches. So I met all the coaches, I interviewed all the coaches. That following week, post spring break, we were supposed to start doing student work, and I had set up a bunch of times and interviews over email, all these kids. And then COVID hit, and we never really got to do the student interviews. I did learn through emails about a couple of kids that I was really excited to do. I had these really big elaborate videos planned out in my head where I was going to go to their practice and have a mic on them, get interactions between them and the coach, their players. Then I was going to have a mic on them eating lunch, walking around the halls of the college. And it was a bummer when they were like, yep, COVID, we don't have school on campus anymore, because all of these stories just didn't happen because there was no interaction that could be had without having them on campus. And because that's what I was really looking for. I was looking to make these pieces that kind of like humanized the players, not to say that people put them on pedestals, especially at where I was at. Where I was at was very, it was D2. It was very humble. None of the kids were like showboaters, which there's nothing against that. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes you get to the bigger leagues and they're all like, ah, so, but that's, yeah, these kids were very humble, and I was looking forward to like doing their stories, and then one thing led to another and that just didn't happen. So I'm hoping, not that I won't take any opportunity, but I'm hoping to go to another college, post this, and maybe take that idea and implement it there if I'm allowed to. But yeah, I was just very bummed.
No, like you said, like one door closes, another opens for a reason. And you have the right mindset to, you know, take your talents and that transition to, you know, another university now. Is there like a particular one that stands out to you with like for their, you know, athletic program that you want to join?
I'm honestly open to anywhere. I will say though, having lived in the Midwest for 24 years, I would love the opportunity to travel to like the East Coast, the West Coast, the South, just somewhere where I can experience a different culture along with growing professionally, because I want to grow professionally, but not only that, I want to also grow like as a person. Like I believe that when you're involved in different cultures, you're growing a different, you know, you grow as a person as well. I visited Brazil and I've visited Spain before. And I think the opportunity to see other cultures and other vibes and things like that allows you as a person to say, I mean, I've lived this way, but other people live this way. And it's just, you know, you grow not only with a person, but as your storytelling. And yeah, that's kind of rambly, but.
No, that's amazing. Like that's a good trait to have where you're like, you know, curious to explore different parts of the world, different parts of the country, because every single one has a different opportunity, different job opportunity. You never know who you're going to meet. And that's a good transition to for me asking you, like 5-10 years from now, like where do you see yourself at? Like, are you the head of a content company, head of like, you know, an athletic department? What do you see?
As of right now, 10 years down the road, where I would love to be at would be a college at the top level for content creation, like a content director overseeing other students. That may change. I may get to intern at the NFL, NBA, WNBA, and then realize that, no, I want to actually do something nationally. But right now, I've only ever had the experience of college athletics. So personally, I can't imagine myself working something higher. I really do love the connections that you make when you work in college athletics. These kids, these coaches, the fans, even like just talking to them and appreciating my work. And yeah, 10 years down the line, I would love to be like a content director overseeing a athletics department. And then maybe, you know, giving some kid like me, giving them the opportunity that I was given at that level to say, hey, here's your opportunity. Let's see what you can do. So.
That's awesome. And it takes, like you said, it takes one person to give you a shot and then it all goes from there. Taylor, do you have like any social medias, any portfolios that we could plug you in?
So you can follow me, my professional Twitter. I do have a professional Twitter. You can follow me on there. It is Peterson Productions. But the @ is Peterson. That's P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N. And then Produc, which it's weird, I know, P-R-O-D-U-C, and then 2 is the @. I don't have any other professional accounts. I do have a personal Instagram account. You can follow me if you want to. It's not, I probably wouldn't, but you know, hey, I have all the athletes follow me. It's very odd to like open my Instagram story and I'm seeing like a bunch of like college age kids like looking at my Instagram story and I'm like, oh, okay. It's @ Taylor and Peter 1 if you really want to follow me there. But yeah, I do have a LinkedIn. I'm not very active on it, but it's my name, I assume. Like I said, I'm not very good at LinkedIn. I've always wanted to be better at LinkedIn, but like it's very off. Yes.
It is very off.
Yeah.
Thank you, Taylor. We're going to get some eyes on this. I cannot wait to see where you take your talents and skills at. Thank you for coming on the Sports Free Agent podcast.